WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden, in a speech today, is expected to hail economic developments after the Federal Reserve cut interest rates on Wednesday for the first time in 4 years. Good news this morning on the job front. Initial jobless claims last week fell to their lowest number since early July. Economy is set to weigh heavily on the race for the White House. ABC's Rachel Scott looks at the state of that race.
We are now less than 7 weeks out from Election Day. Early in-person voting begins tomorrow in some key states. And this morning, a New York Times Siena poll shows that the race is deadlocked nationally. But in that critical battleground state of Pennsylvania, Harris has a 4-point edge on Donald Trump.
Today, Vice President Harris set to take part in a virtual rally with Oprah Winfrey while former President Trump speaks to the American-Israeli Council. Funerals in Lebanon today for some of the 20 people killed in a series of explosions yesterday, blasts targeting pagers and walkie-talkies used by Hezbollah. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 24 people are hurt after a hay wagon accident. It happened in Chippewa Falls yesterday at an apple orchard. The sheriff said two tractors carrying people in wagons crashed into each other. More than 25 people were rushed to local hospitals there. People of all ages were hurt, including kids. Their injuries range from minor to life-threatening. And Governor Tony Evers will push for a record increase for the UW system when the next state budget rolls around, to the tune of over $800 million. It would be the largest increase ever for UW's budget. Data shows Wisconsin ranks 43rd in the nation when it comes to state funding to the university system.
That is not where we want to be, no matter where we are with numbers.
The $800 million request will go into Evers' biennial budget next year. Then the legislature will dig in. With elections this fall, the legislature may look different then, too. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. Okay, not in our area, but you've got to hear this story. A 12-year-old boy saved his dad as a bear was attacking him. Ryan Bierman and his son Owen were up near Siren, that's in Burnett County. They were hunting, and they had shot the bear from a tree stand. Totally legal, according to the DNR. They waited and got down to track it. The bear spotted Ryan and charged him from about 6 feet away. Seeing this, 12-year-old Owen grabbed his gun and shot the bear while it was mauling his dad, saving his life. Just an amazing story. Five teens were caught in a stolen car after speeding away from police. That's after the owners say they saw the teens driving their car and just couldn't stop them in time. This happened around 3 a.m. yesterday morning off Highway 51. Madison police say they tried to drive away after seeing the cops behind them, but these kids all ended up in a ditch. Fleeing on foot didn't work either. The five arrested were 13 to 14-year-olds, 16 and 17. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then, the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee.
And delivers. Swinging and a rocket to right. Base hit. They win.
Manager Pat Murphy said after the game that the team had to overcome adversity to win a championship.
No one in spring training would have said the Brewers will win the NL Central, except maybe a few guys in that room. And it just talks to one thing. This is a game about people.
There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for four games beginning tonight to wrap up a seven-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week. The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Lemons, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and warm, highs in the upper 80s. Showers and storms are likely tonight, lows around 63, some pockets of heavy rainfall. For Friday, partly sunny skies give way to sunny skies, highs near 82. Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 85.
Currently 63 degrees.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Night Light, it's Thursday, so we make our popcorn pick of the week, and David Desimone, director of the Black Point Estate in Lake Geneva, joins the show to talk about Victorian spiritualism.
Night Light with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
It is not anybody else but Donald Trump who has said that he wants to terminate the Constitution, who has alluded to this idea that he wants to be a dictator on day one. It was his own running mate, J.D. Vance, who called him America's Hitler. So this idea that it's just the Democrats that are perpetuating these ideas that Donald Trump is akin to a fascist is a complete misnomer.
Thank you, Brian Tyler Cohen, who went on to say...
On the violence, I want to go through a small list here because it is not the Democrats who told rallygoers to beat up protesters and that we would pay for their legal bills. That was Trump, who laughed at Paul Pelosi after he was bludgeoned with a hammer, who called for military tribunals for Liz Cheney, who said that the Second Amendment people should go after Hillary Clinton, who called General Mark Milley to be executed, who posted a baseball bat photo with Alvin Bragg and threatened death and destruction if he was charged, who posted images onto Truth Social showing Biden hogtied in the bed of a truck, who laughed off the kidnapping plot of Gretchen Whitmer, and finally, who incited the events of January 6th. All of that was Donald Trump. Again, the reason that the Democrats don't want Trump in power is because we don't want violence. That's the whole point of the movement against him.
Brian Tyler Cohen, thank you, with a much younger brain than mine. He can do all that listy-listy.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff that he said.
Right.
Let's get him on. He's got a spongy young brain. He can remember. It's hard to remember all the violent threats that Donald Trump is. That's only like a part of them.
Yeah, that's not all of them.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, you know who's the best dinner guest ever? Because some people bring, like, I don't know, like that tater tot or like a Jell-O mold or something. What does Dr. Doom bring? Joan Baez, who's coming up in just a few minutes.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Hiya, Dr. Doom. You've set a high bar for all future parties. I'm like, did you bring someone from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? If not, get out. So thank you.
My great pleasure. And
you and she
you
have been
have a good time speaking to that lady. She's amazing.
Well, you and she have been great friends for a long time, and she's an amazing artist. Obviously, not just a musical artist, but she has this amazing. You showed it to me a long time ago. Her painting of Kamala Harris. That talk to us just quickly about that.
Yeah.
And then you're going to stick around when she comes in a little bit. But talk to us real quick about that.
I will. Yeah. So I met her. I was like a 26-year-old young doctor running a medical clinic in the sixth poorest county in America. That was Lee County, Arkansas, in 1971. Richard Nixon was withdrawing the funding from these community health centers. And I, out of the blue, just reached out to Joan through her manager, said, hey, man, we're running out of money. We're taking care of a lot of very poor people in this racist cesspool down here. Can you help us? Never expecting to be answered by her because, look, she was at the peak of her musical iconness and a social activist. And then she called me. And then she came to visit, and then she raised money. And we've been very, very fast friends, really 52 years, Joan.
Wow. And so anyway, but these paintings she's selling to benefit the Kamala Harris campaign, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to...
You mean this?
Oh, yes. Oh, there you go. Badass. It is labeled badass, and it's a fantastic rendering of Kamala Harris. Fantastic.
You know, it's just... She... By the way, you know, she's, like I said, iconic musical artist who changed music in the world in the 60s and 70s. But she's also a phenomenal portrait artist and a writer. She's written some really cool books and poetry. You know, a lot of these people are just overwhelmingly talented across the board.
Yeah, she did.
But,
she did. She stood the
paints. You know.
Yeah. She stood the talent buffet a little long, too long. Right. For the rest of us, couldn't really get any. So
a little too long.
Yeah.
A little. This, a little that. Yummy. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm wearing my "We Can Have Nice Things Again" team vaccine T-shirt for you, because we can't have nice things again like Joan Baez because of you. But also, I wore this because of this headline. Notorious anti-vaxxer RFK Jr. claims Trump wants him to select the leaders of the CDC, the FDA, and the NIH. I imagine this is the stuff your nightmares are made of. Bobby Kennedy says he will be in charge of selecting the leaders of... Okay. Your thoughts?
Yeah.
No.
I've stunned you into silence.
My thoughts that I might give at a show with you, or... My thoughts that I'm allowed to give on television
on
radio.
Television.
What thoughts? What are you looking for?
The FCC-friendly thoughts.
Yeah, the FCC. Okay. The fact that a presidential candidate is even speaking to a nut job like Bobby Kennedy Jr. is striking to me. That he would be allowed anywhere near the phenomenally globally respected healthcare agencies of the United States is terrifying.
Yeah.
The guy is off his rocker. You know, he's one of those people
I think
that will occasionally say something true.
Yeah.
And then drift into Never Never Land with nonsense.
Yeah. I think that's one of the best
case, dangerous
examples of Kamala Harris's judgment and leadership is that she told him to go pound sand when he tried to get a meeting with her to see if he could be in her administration.
It's a laughable prospect, and which is unfortunate. You know, I feel a little badly for the Kennedy family.
Yeah.
Seriously,
me too.
They have spent their lives, almost all of them, dedicated to public service. Mm-hmm. They live in the shadow of Bobby Kennedy Sr. and Jack Kennedy and the lion of the Senate, Ted Kennedy. And now they're being dragged through hell by the rantings of this wayward guy who has really undermined their reputation.
So let's talk about, you wrote a great thread just about, I don't know how many different ways we can have this conversation, but this latest sound clip we played today is Trump talking about how the crowds at the debate went crazy for him. There was no audience at the debate. I mean, there is a different story, Doc, every single day where he is completely delusional. He mistakes, Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan with, the wildlife refuge in Alaska. So you just said, what we're dealing with in 2024. It's a whole long thread. I'm going to read all of it. He said, unfortunately for America, Trump is not normal. Dozens of mental health professionals have identified him as a malignant narcissist and pathological liar. He regularly observes showing signs of cognitive decline. Juries have declared him a felon. Many more crimes still await adjudication in the courts. He incited an insurrection, a deadly attack on the Capitol. He's an overt misogynist. And you just said acting like Trump is just another normal candidate with different policy positions than his opponent. The media is not just putting lipstick on a pig. They're putting the pig in a tuxedo and patent leather shoes. And thank you for saying the pig, understandably so, is deeply offended. But it really is true. And the challenge of trying to cover as Kamala Harris would say, this former president is.
You know, Stephanie, the New York Times had like a two-page spread the other day comparing the policies of Kamala and Donald Trump. And I'm thinking, this is Alice in Wonderland. This is surreal. You don't even get to talk about the policies of Donald Trump because he's not fit to be talked about at all in the New York Times as a candidate other than in the terms that you just read. But it is really normalizing him has become a thing for the media. I don't really understand. I guess they feel like this is what they have to do.
Yeah.
But it's a disservice to the rest of us.
I mean, by the way, Rick Stevens is a Republican. Is he a Republican? Yeah, you retweeted him. But he just said, as a traveler, I'm both a proud American, a citizen of the world. I've got a few thoughts on the coming election. The election is deeper than partisanship, more than Republican versus Democrat. In the future, big challenges like pandemics, refugees, climate change will be blind to borders. They'll be everyone's problem and only solved by working together as a family of nations. The world needs not American isolation, but American leadership, not the chaos of Trump, but the stability of Kamala Harris. Yeah. And you had just said, fantastic to see you speak out, Rick. It took courage for someone in your position to deliver that message. Trump represents the most significant threat America has faced since the Cuban Missile Crisis. Kamala must defeat him in November. Everything depends on that outcome, everything. And that's what we keep talking about. The other story is of cowardice. Whether it's the head of the Teamsters Union or George W. Bush, you have got to take the extra step to say you've got to vote for Kamala Harris. Like, there is no other choice.
Yeah, you know, and even some esteemed columnists who come from a conservative background, like Brett Stevens, writes for the Times, is still sort of playing around saying he's not committing yet to vote for Kamala Harris. He will never vote for Trump. But the fact of the matter is, time to step up, folks. We got to no more I can't say the word, but let's say fooling around here. We have to say what we think and what we know. And by the way, you know that Nicole Wallace had an interesting segment with John Heilman the other day, where the issue came up, when is George W. Bush going to come out and say he rejects the whole idea of a Trump candidacy and that he's supporting Kamala? Hopefully this would be one of those late October announcements when it'll matter, which is fine.
That's not going to work anymore. I don't do politics anymore. Well, politics is going to do you and do in our entire democracy unless you take a stand. Let's talk quickly. I just wanted to, we touched on COVID and on vaccine. So there's a new study you've probably seen revealing that COVID evolves more rapidly in the brain than in the lungs, possibly explaining, some of the neurological symptoms associated with the disease. It might eventually, this is good news, lead to targeted treatments that specifically address the virus in the central nervous system. So we all think of it as a respiratory illness, right? But it has been linked to a wide range of other symptoms, neurological, loss of smell. I had that, taste, memory issues, what has come to be known as brain fog. Long COVID is what we're talking about. But so I guess that's a... Is it promising? It seems like if they can isolate that it's in the brain, right?
There's no question that that COVID can cause long-term problems in many systems of the body. Many, in fact, the long-term is not likely to include respiratory. It's the short-term, the acute COVID that will cause the respiratory. The long-term, and by the way, you didn't mention headaches, which something like 30 or 40% of long COVID sufferers have chronic daily headaches, which is very, very difficult to manage. So yes,
How can you tell if it's Trump or it's long COVID that you have a daily headache? I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Though. Yeah, it's all the above. But the other thing I'd say about long COVID that people should know is that, and why people should get vaccinated, is that long COVID can be extremely problematic for younger people.
Yep.
So what I'm worried about are the people in their 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s who say, oh, yeah, I'm young, I'm not really at risk, and no problem, and they're avoiding the vaccination. But young people can be deeply affected and are now regularly by COVID, yeah, including long-term neurological symptoms, which may actually interfere with their ability to pursue their careers.
Yeah.
Just another way of saying, please get the new vaccine.
Doc, real quick, it's so interesting you talk about it is... It's hard to talk about policies when you just have a complete madman on the other side. But let me just say, Republicans are also awful at policies. So it's not even just Trump. I just saved this for you. Polling has consistently shown one of the Democrats' most popular policies has been allowing Medicare to negotiate lower prescription drug prices for beneficiaries. 77% of Republican voters support this. Axios reported Tuesday many congressional Republicans are going full steam ahead on repealing the portion of the Inflation Reduction Act that gives the government the power to haggle with pharmaceutical companies on specific drugs. Mike Crapo, Republican of Idaho, said, I'd try to remove that and replace it, but I can't tell you exactly what it would be yet. So yet again, it's a concept of a plan, of a something, of a pastiche of notions. It's just, they are awful on just about every issue.
Yeah, and I think the ability to have a thoughtful position on anything has evaporated from the Republican Party, which is really one of the symptoms of a major political party in rapid decline. You know, if political parties could get dementia, Republicans would have it right now. They've lost judgment, they've lost perspective, they've lost mission. I mean, Trump told them not to pass the bill that would prevent the government shutdown. This is a day or two ago.
Yep.
And they're going to go along with it. And it's just amazing. Going against what the American people want over and over again, women's health rights to economic issues, to Medicaid. It's really pretty astounding. Yeah. All right. They're not really Republicans anymore.
I've spent too much time with my dogs, but stay. You're going to stay because you're going to stay for your friend Joan Baez.
That's right.
That's right.
Sit. All right. Well,
fine.
I've always wanted to do that to a world-renowned pediatrician. All right.
Yeah, well, it's not the first time.
Dr. Doom stays with us. Joan Baez coming up 22 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick.
Oh, yeah.
I know what's good for me because I listen to Dr. Doom.
You do?
Yeah. There's 10 supplements in one in there. Probiotics, prebiotics. What am I doing this with my hand for? Ashwagandha. Ashwagandha. Yes. Stuff for my... to nourish my body, support my gut health, boost my energy, help me feel more youthful. It's in my bottle, whether I'm biking, hiking, lifting weights. I tell you what, strawberry lemonade flavor, it's delicious. I get to hydrate and get all that good stuff in there. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, do it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees. May apply.
She's the aggressive progressive. Down girl. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you the type of person who tries to make good choices when they shop? Someone who thinks about how things are made and the impacts on the environment, buys organic, shops local, avoids generating lots of plastic waste, chooses fair trade, supports quality media? If you are, there is a phone company for you, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Rainforest Action Network, Transgender Law Center, Reproductive Freedom for All. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. The nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and much more. You get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. Switching so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number, go to CredoMobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEF25. CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516. That's CredoMobile.com or 877-346-0516.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Save big money on your next paint project right now at Menards. Dutch Boy Forever is an interior paint and primer in one that offers powerhouse protection with its stain blocking and odor reducing technologies. Save big on Dutch Boy paints at Menards. And don't forget to check out Dutch Boy's 2025 Color of the Year, Mapped Blue. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with an international traveler's tip on today's Work Money Minute. I remember when every country in Europe had its own currency and traveling there meant worrying about how you're going to change your dollars to pounds and then lira and then francs.
Bonjour.
Now today things are simpler, but I've still got two tips to travel smoothly and save a little. Number one. Use an ATM in the country you're going to and withdraw the foreign currency paper money that you want there. In most cases, you're going to pay less in fees and conversion penalties than if you visited a traditional currency exchange. Number two is to call and let your bank and credit cards know that you're going. Having your card turned down at your second meal in Paris because your credit card company thinks it's been stolen is annoying. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, have a good trip and take good care.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Steffi.
Just a girl. She's just a girl. The girl you want.
Yeah. Oh, well, here's a tweet.
Steffi.
From Catherine Ann. Dear Dr. Redlener, you were my now 40-year-old newborn's fantastic pediatrician. I'll never forget being a sleepless, worried mom whom you encouraged and lifted me while providing excellent care to my baby. You are and always were the best. Your judgment is impeccable. Thank you.
Aww, that
made me tear up. And you said, I'm so moved by your words, reminded how much I always cared about for each and every one of those families that entrusted me with the care of their children. That's what, you know, public service should be all about, right? It was like Kamala Harris yesterday talking about being picture day when they had to evacuate the school because of these despicable lies about Haitian migrants, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, look, people that care about other people in general are what we think about when we hope for the best for a country. It's not just abstractness. It's about kindness, caring, competence, judgment. It's about really looking to a different version of the future, which is one of the things that's been so appealing about Kamala's strategy. She's talking about the future, going a different way, and really the restoration of the beauty and power of the country. You know, he talks about making America great again, which is his version of a dystopian, sick, fascist society. And she's really talking about the diametric opposite of that. And I think that's why she's engendering so much excitement.
Yeah.
Steph, you know?
Absolutely. You know who also has engendered a lot of excitement? You. You're a BFD. And that's why people like Joan Baez just are like, hey, Dr. Redler, can I hang out with you? Can I come to the Stephanie Miller Show? And has anyone ever said no to that? I don't think so.
No. Uh-uh.
Joan Baez will join Dr. Redler.
If you have an hour, I'll tell you about all the no's, but go ahead.
Yeah. She'll join us next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. If you requested an absentee ballot for the November 5th election, it may be in your mailbox soon. Today is the deadline for clerks across Wisconsin to send you your ballot if you've already requested one. Going forward, if you ask for it, they have 24 hours to mail it to you. In many communities with drop boxes, they can open as well. And Wisconsin's minimum wage has been $7.25 for 15 years. One argument against raising it is concern about job cuts. A new study says that doesn't hold up. Economist Ben Zipperer.
What does happen is that employee turnover falls dramatically, and that's because the job is suddenly more attractive to workers when you pay them more. And that's one of the reasons why you don't actually see big falls in employment after a minimum wage increase.
Zipperer is from the Economic Policy Institute. Republicans have stalled efforts to raise Wisconsin's minimum wage. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. The fleet of electric bikes in downtown Madison has a new owner. Until now, the bicycles you see downtown were owned by Trek, based right here in Wisconsin in Waterloo. Bicycle Transit Systems in Philadelphia will soon buy Bicycle and all its programs across 25 states. Here in Madison, we have more than 500 of the bikes in 90 stations all over the city. The program has the name Bubbler in Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, and West Allis. The deal is expected to be finalized next month. It's one of the biggest environmental and health concerns here in Wisconsin. PFAS are the forever chemicals that can make it into our blood. Well, data shows most Wisconsinites already have PFAS in their bloodstream, but at a lower level than the national average. A new study from the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health found the strongest link between high PFAS levels and lifestyle in older men who eat freshly caught fish. But scientists say they didn't see any surprising patterns and that there was no evidence to suggest that eating fresh fish caused higher levels. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and warm, highs in the upper 80s. Showers and storms are likely tonight, lows around 63, some pockets of heavy rainfall. For Friday, partly sunny skies give way to sunny skies, highs near 82. Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 85.
Right now, it's 65.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe. We will bring you all the action, yodelers, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
gov/kids buckle up.
Now I know why people say with no further ado, because there is no room for ado when you have someone
from no
Hall of Fame here. Dr. Irwin Redlener has brought a friend along this morning. Legend Joan Baez is here. Wow. This is quite an honor. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
We are acquainted with rock and roll singers. Not being really your peak time this
right.
hour in the morning. So.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I need all the excuses I can get.
Thank you for doing this.
Coffee.
Well, of all your titles, singer, songwriter, friend of Dr. Doom, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Ambassador of Conscience Award winner, which is Amnesty International's highest honor. And now you are in the fray. You have limited edition prints of your painting called Kamala Harris Change Gonna Come for sale. 500 signed and numbered, available. Net proceeds go to the Harris campaign. JoanBaezArt.com. Full details are there. It is gorgeous. Gorgeous. Dr. Doom has showed me this before. And Joan, I have to say, when he said, would you like to have Joan Baez on? I'm sure no one has ever said no. So just talk about this latest version of your amazing activism. You've been doing this for a minute, right?
I've been doing it for many minutes. And I was happy to be able to do something from home. You know, so the painting, you know, that was my activism for a number of years when I quit touring and started painting. And I wanted to paint things that had some meaning. And so I ended up doing a thing called Mischief Makers. And they were portraits of all people I knew and we knew in the world who'd made social change through nonviolence.
Yeah.
So that's how that came about.
Dr. Redlener and I talked behind your back before you got here about the fact that being a musical genius and now also an artist, you know, the art, the painting, you stood in the talent line a little too long and the rest of us were not able to get any. But my point is, your artist.
I'm sure you've been getting any.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was thinking of you with this whole Taylor Swift controversy that you must chuckle. Like, this is new political activism for a musical artist, right?
I chuckled, but I was also relieved and happy that she finally, you know, came out and said something. I think her heart was there the whole time and wanting to say something, but saying it is another story. And it puts her in another place, and so I appreciate it. Puts her... I think it might have been the most important moment during the debate in some ways that this young woman, because she reaches so many. I mean, I have a 20-year-old granddaughter, and so her little corner of the world was activated in a big way. I'm not even sure how many of those kids register even, you know. So Taylor was a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. But talk about... I just think it's such a critical time. You have such a long view of politics and social activism, as Dr. Redlener was talking about, from the 60s and on. What is your view of where we are today and why you felt the need personally to get involved?
Oh, Jesus. Well, first of all,
I know it's a dumb question. It's, you know,
No. I mean, I'm thinking about state of the world. Who wouldn't say, oh, Jesus? It's so bad. You know, it is such a relief to be able to breathe a little, even if it ends up, you know, we don't know how it's going to end up, but to breathe, I've forgotten how to breathe, you know. Yes. I've forgotten how to feel a lightness or a joy because it's been so oppressive, and it would just get more so if what's-his-face got into office. So that was certainly part of the impetus of getting me to, you know, to make a stand openly, and, you know, and hope that there is a possibility that a woman's touch literally could make a difference in the world. I don't know that, because I know that walking into the Oval Office, is, you know, you get your hands tied in so many ways. But I think that it's really on us, You know, it's on us, because nothing's going to happen unless we are able to move things into another place. And, you know, I mean, things like your show are really, really important for that, because you grab a whole lot of people in different areas and in different jobs and different ways of life. And humor is really, it's really the music and humor.
Joan, you have
and
no,
I had a friend that,
you have no idea how many times I'm going to make him play that soundbite of you just saying that over and over.
Oh, yeah.
And over. Yeah. Thank you. That's very kind and probably not deserved. But I have to ask you particularly, you know, at the Women's March, and we've all seen these signs, I can't believe I have to protest this again. The fact that everything you fought for in the 60s, did you think we would ever be here? Where Roe v. Wade, a right women have had for 50 years, is gone. And we got to do this again.
You know, a couple things come to mind. One is that when I was younger and we all sang We Shall Overcome, I was surrounded by people who are all smart enough to know that we would not overcome, you know, and we'd have a big new nonviolent world. We really had to do increments, and it's the same thing now. You pick what it is you want to do, and you do it full on. And there is not a cohesive movement at the moment, so it's going to count on what I call little victories and big defeats. I mean, we are in a scenario now that none of us could have possibly dreamed up back then or ever.
Yeah.
Or ever it is.
On every subject you fought for. I mean, not just women's rights, but, you know, you talk about how inspired you were by Martin Luther King's I Shall Overcome speech. And you have this, to this day, this Republican team running on these despicable racist lies about, you know, Haitian immigrants. And it just, when did Kamala Harris just turn black? And all these things that, you know, we frankly thought we overcame at some point. And it just...
Yeah, and not just overcame, but we'd never seen before. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything this degenerate as having to think, how did this guy get on television?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, how are we being subjected to this moronic stuff? I don't understand it. And as I said, we couldn't have written this. We couldn't have thought it up many years ago or in between.
And new ways to divide us, Joan, that we hadn't thought about. What is their obsession with women that don't have biological children? That is so offensive to so many of us for so many different reasons, right?
Yeah. I mean, but you still keep asking me, sort of like, what happened? I don't know what happened. I do know there's been a conservative's agenda for the last 50 years. I mean, they have think tanks, and they've thought all this stuff out. We as liberals and progressives have not kept up with that. We simply haven't for different reasons. I think we're nicer people. I think we take, you know, a kind of compassion that's been taken out of so many people. I mean, the empathy gene has just shrunk across the board, but particularly in the radical right, if you want to call it. I don't know what you want to call it.
Yeah, the only person I know that doesn't like childless people is Dr. Redlener, because he's a pediatrician. He'd be out of business if we stopped having children. But otherwise, it's just, it's some of the old tired...
Yeah, out of business, right, yeah.
Some of the old tired ways of dividing us, and some of these new ways where it really is hate versus joy, isn't it? I mean, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, we were saying, it just, they really are... This is leadership. They're doing it with joy. They really are joyful warriors. They're, you know, showing us how to do this, to be tough, but to be able to laugh, as you said, be able to laugh and have joy and not have just this horrible, hateful, chaotic rhetoric every day, right?
Every day, pounding it into us, yeah. And I don't know how it got so difficult for the, quote, other side to say and do something. I mean, you hear people in the States that are undecided saying, you know, I can't decide, you know, like 50% for Trump. I don't know, maybe 51. I'm thinking, what are you talking about? Anything for this man, anything to battle that mentality.
You know, we were talking earlier about the media attempting to normalize this lunatic. You know, like the New York Times, we were talking in the last segment about, they actually had two pages on the policy differences between Kamala and Donald Trump. Oh, well, he believes this about the economy, but she believes that. And this is what he, you know, we are so far off the charts.
Yeah.
With a guy who not only should be not a candidate, he really needs to be evaluated professionally.
Yeah.
You know, and it, this is, I don't know how we've gotten here either. It's really, it would have been inconceivable. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had this flurry of minor interest about George Wallace, you know, the racist governor of Alabama, wherever he was from, a long time ago. And that was considered unbelievable that he was even talked about as a presidential candidate. He makes you know, Trump makes him look like Gandhi. Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah. It's like, well, it's extraordinary.
Joan, yeah, I agree. Joan, let's connect this to music and culture a little bit. You talk about, you know, Bob Dylan's, you know, your relationship with him and his effect. And it feels to me, maybe the 60s just felt like a more political time, and that a lot of artists were activists like you and Dylan. I mean, that's why I think Taylor Swift, as you were saying, must be particularly inspiring for you, that we need this next generation to understand how important what is happening in this country politically right now, don't we? I mean, it's part of, I mean, I think it's a start that every musical artist in the world has told Trump, do not play my music.
I'm not worried about me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to play my music.
Right. So. Right. I mean, Diamonds and Rust in the background of next Trump rally. That one is
Amazing Grace, about Amazing Grace.
Yeah, Amazing Grace.
Yeah, it's like that old show, Name That Tune. Like, they get one note out, and the artist is like, no, do not play my music. But Joan, do you feel, again, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, Beyonce obviously has said, you know, allowed Kamala Harris to use Freedom, but I just really hope that more of the Taylor Swifts, you know, emulate the Joan Baezes of the 60s and the Dylans. What do you think?
Okay, two things. I'm thinking of that in the 60s, the counterculture, which was us, Dylan, and eventually a huge amount of talent, shifted from counterculture to culture.
Yeah.
It was a combination of a political awareness and talent. You know, I mean, we're not going to have 10 years like that again. So when people say, well, who's going to write Imagine? Who's going to write A Blowing in the Wind? Nobody. We have to find other ways. I think that it's important to note that no social change really takes place until somebody's willing to take a risk. And that is missing with the entertainment world at this point. People are willing to say something. I think it's hard to find where you plug in, but I haven't seen anybody really willing to take that risk, which means you jeopardize your income, your image, et cetera. So that's something to keep in mind. At the same time, I really believe people have to plug in where their heart takes them.
Yeah.
You're not going to do a good job if you don't. So doing that and then finding and being willing to take just that much of a risk. I mean, maybe it was a risk for Taylor Swift to say something. Maybe she thought it was going to have a bad effect on her public.
Donald Trump says she's going to pay a price in the marketplace, which she has 2 million more Instagram followers now.
Exactly.
So, yeah, she certainly did. Do you sometimes find yourself intimidated by the raw talent of Kid Rock, Joan Baez?
Don't make her answer that.
Well, Trump's got him, and then we've got everyone else.
Right.
I loved your quote. Someone tweeted, knowing you were coming on today, said, "Action is the antidote to despair," and nothing could be more important right now. It's like Michelle Obama saying, "Do something," right?
Yeah. Wasn't she magnificent?
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. But, yeah, I mean, this is what you're doing. Tell us again, Kamala Harris, Change Gonna Come. It's such a beautiful painting. They're for sale, 500 of them signed and numbered at joanbaezart.com. Dr. Redliner's holding up. Oh, he has a fancy framed one. And it also is entitled Badass.
That was the original.
Oh, aren't you fancy, Dr. Redliner?
Anyway. I am. Fancy is my middle name. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Joan, this is honestly just such an honor. And thank you for just putting your heart and soul into this democracy for so many years, including right now.
Are you quitting already?
Yeah, we have to quit now. Sorry. I would go for hours if I could notify the affiliates. I have Joan Baez, for God's sake.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Come back anytime. Thanks, Dr. Redliner.
Yay, Dr. Redliner. Thank you, Joan.
Thanks for the dish. Thanks for
an
the dish.
Enduring pleasure.
Thanks for the dish to pass. She was great. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
See you guys.
Thank you.
All right. 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by probiotics.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you can't thrive without probiotics.
Well, you've got to have something to power your activism. And a lot of probiotics fall short, Chris. Survivability.
Yeah.
That's what Joan Baez's career has had.
It has.
Right? To work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. It must survive past your stomach acid. Dr. Redliner's taking notes.
Yes. And your stomach acid can melt metal.
Yeah. Dr. Redliner didn't know that. This is going to be on the test. Okay, that's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. It's a game changer for your digestion, your immune system. Important, COVID's still out there. Listen to Dr. Redliner. Your skin, even your mood. Zero gluten, dairy, or histamines. Perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic. 100% risk-free today. 20% off your purchase for a limited time. JustThriveHealth.com. The promo code is Stephanie.
Unfreaking believable.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday morning 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're
We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Just blow. Stephanie Miller.
Who's that, Dr. Doom? Is the review in? Did Joan Baez enjoy it?
Yes.
And the reviews are in on the Twitter.
Yeah.
Someone tweeted, wow. Joan Baez on the Stephanie Miller Show with my favorite Dr. Irwin Redletter. Thank you. Listen, I loved every single minute. It doesn't happen every day. You don't get up every day. Talk to a rock and roll.
I understand.
Hall of Fame inductee.
I understand the answer's blown in the wind.
Yes. Oh, Chris. Did you? Were you holding that in this whole time?
But she didn't. She didn't write that. That was Bob Dylan.
It was Bob Dylan.
Yes, but it was Bob Dylan.
She sang a beautiful version of it.
She
Her
did.
Voice. I was listening to this. Somebody played a clip. I think she was on Morning Joe. I didn't get to see it, but they played a clip. Her voice. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just exquisite, yep. Haunting, beautiful. All right. This is Representative Dan Kildee, Democrat of Michigan, with CNN's Kate Baldwin.
Baldwin.
Why does she spell it like that?
Because she's French.
Baldwin.
So it's Baldwin.
Baldwin.
In terms of Frederick, do you think Donald Trump, in the Trump campaign, do you think they have a problem with rhetoric as well?
No, and I don't. I think especially in light of the fact that there has now been a second assassination attempt on
That's
the
Donald's.
Life of President Trump, I do not believe so. What we are seeing now is that you do have radical elements of the Democrat Party.
That is the angriest biscuit maker in the biscuit factory, Byron Donalds.
Yes.
What do you say to that and this general conversation about toning down the rhetoric, something you and I have talked about for years?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I believe we need to tone down the rhetoric in American political dialogue. I also think there's no place in this country for political violence. But let's just be clear. If anyone is engaging in, you know, caustic, incendiary rhetoric over the last 8 years, my God, it's Donald Trump, for goodness sake. I mean, all of us are victims of political violence. I was in the Capitol on January 6th.
That was
political violence whipped up by Donald Trump and now since celebrated by Donald Trump.
Thank you. Marie in Atlanta. Hello, Marie.
Hello, Stephanie. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
Just want to tell you that you are indeed a fine American.
Yeah.
Because you've accomplished the impossible. The Durham Show, which I will be attending.
Yay!
Is bringing together Duke Blue Devils and Carolina Tar Heels.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. In saving the world.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the biggest rivalry ever.
That's hard to
you
do.
You are a fine American.
Yeah. That's fantastic. And Rocky Mountain Mike, everybody's so excited to see him on panel. By the way, he's not just a wildly talented, you know, musician and photographer. He is really funny.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard him on Bob Seska's show?
Oh, yeah, he's
fantastic.
Great.
Yeah. So, Marie, we will see you Saturday.
See you Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You're ready. Squeeze.
And the Phoenix show may bring together
ASU Sun Devils and U of A Wildcats.
I know. Allison Gilfer Muller, she wrote, is the little video. We're working on other surprises.
Yep.
I mean, oh, Kansas City, where we have an exciting, right? First of all, we have Jess Piper, executive director of Blue Missouri.
That's right.
Who is a fantastic activist, and we have working on other stuff. And then LA. I mean, I don't know. Luke Skywalker, President Bartlett. Need I say more? Well, I am going to say more.
There is going to be more.
But I'll let you know. Dana Goldberg's here.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll have Rocker in the studio with a Max Inc. preview.
And we'll have a John and Gordy movie review, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
It's a
gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
You feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.